Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call.
Woo!
You're on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And on CFRC.ca.
That's right.
I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, and we have returned. We were out honeymooning. We were in New York City.
That's right.
As they call it.
Yeah. I was there for 2 weeks. Dean was mm-hmm. there for a week. It was really fun.
It was a good time.
Great city. Very expensive city, but super fun.
They pour with heavy hands.
They do. Yeah, you're paying like $35 Canadian per cocktail, but you get like 4 shots of alcohol in that.
Yeah.
So, you know, worth it.
And what was the other thing we noticed? Everyone's like, oh, New Yorkers are rude. I didn't find them very rude, but they're on the phone. When they're on the phone, they're so angry.
They're so angry.
They're always yelling at whoever they're on the phone with.
Yeah. And not even yelling at them, but they're like yelling about something to the person that they're on the phone. They're like venting loudly on the cell phones all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not rude overall.
No.
All the bartenders were super nice. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no, people in this city, in Toronto, are much, much crueler.
No, they're not.
In my estimation.
But yeah, it was great. I feel like we'll have lots of little New York tidbits to share throughout the show. But for sure, we're excited to be spending Tuesday morning with you.
And we got a lot of free drinks. The bartenders were so nice. Yeah. We got like 7 free drinks over the course of the stay.
Yeah. Pro tip, be on vacation and go to clubs by accident right when they open at 5 o'clock because you think they're a restaurant, and then the bartenders are like, what the heck, hello? But then they just chat with you while they set up the club, and they're like, do you want free drinks? And you're like, yes, I do. I can't read a map. Hello.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And go to little, I guess it wasn't even little, but go to non-sports bars during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were super happy to have anyone in there. They were like, please, hello, welcome. Do you want 10 margaritas for free? And we're like, yes, we do.
Why not?
Woo. So,
Those are some crafty insider tips.
Yeah, it's all about going against the grain. That's if exactly you don't want to hang out with anyone else except the bartender, you are set with our travel guide. So here we go.
Anyway, folks, we just heard new Hawksley Workman. That was Save My Life. And coming right up, we've got New Fontaines, D.C. already out the gate with another new track this year. It's called It's Amazing to Be Young. Here we go. It's the
sometimes I wake up and it en enfance.
folks, hello and welcome back once again to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the Stone Roses, Made of Stone. Makes sense to, for their song to be called that, Stones. I suppose.
They're the greatest band of all time. I don't want to hear any dissenting opinions, but luckily, this is a one-way medium, so all I have to control is Dean, so yeah. There we go.
Before that, we heard... who's this artist here? Do you know?
Ariane Moffat?
Yeah.
With Jouet?
Jouet, thank you.
My good French coming in again.
And then Fontaine's DC, we're at the top there with It's Amazing to Be Young, new single from those boys.
Yes.
From the better land.
So what we did with our youth, we're going to keep talking about our trips. Sorry. It was really fun, and we don't go on vacation that often, so we are hype. But Dean got this book.
It's called All Around the Town. I've had it since I was in high school, and I had never opened it until now. But it's like a list of just facts and trivia of different things that have happened in Manhattan, but it's laid out by street.
Yeah.
So, like, as you're walking, you can, like, go along and, like, point to buildings or where buildings used to stand and say, like, oh, there's where John Wilkes Booth offered his buddy $50 to kill the president. There's where they had a big ball where they were, like, eating on a horseback.
Yeah, that one was crazy. They were all sitting on a horse while they ate dinner. I don't even understand the logistics of that. Like, where is the plate?
I don't know.
There's like a mounted thing on the horse in front of them.
Maybe they have like an oat bag and you just eat out of it like a trough.
Yeah, maybe.
Like that old Onion article.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool stuff. It was a great book. Highly, highly recommend. The author's name escapes me now, but All Around the Town.
Yeah.
Amazing Manhattan Facts. Look it up. I'm the only review on Goodreads.
And I want to say that, like, just to toot our own horn here, but, like, overall, I don't think we looked very touristy because, like, we didn't, like, have any bags or anything with us, and then we were just wearing, like, jackets, and I feel like we looked, like, a little New York-y, but then we were, like, reading loudly from this book on the street corner. But then I feel like it took some people by surprise, because there was, like, other people that, like, seemed to be locals, and they would stop, and they would be like, are you reading a fact, like, about this building? And we're like, it's this amazing book. And then they would, like, stop and listen to the fact, and they'd be like, cool.
Yeah,
like,
and I accidentally traumatized a little girl by reading a fact about, like, a race riot that happened in,
where,
like, 1860.
Where a little girl died. Yeah. Oh, no.
Didn't mean to do that.
She looked up and she was like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to be reading quietly. But yeah, no, it's a fun way to see the city.
Yeah,
we also took like a little book travel guide, which I thought was gonna be very cheesy, but it was
a little cheesy.
It was like a dollar, so I was like, whatever, like I'll take this travel book with us. But then, you know, those things
I thought it was from the library.
Yeah, but
you got it for a dollar.
Yeah, in the book sale section.
When we
get rid of the old books, you can buy them. So it was like outdated, and
but like not really. It was like 2 or 3 years outdated.
Like, yeah, it was like 4 years old.
Yeah,
but
and like they were referencing like Me Too, like in the text of the guide, which was bizarre to me.
Yeah, but like some of the there was like stores that were in it that we definitely wouldn't have gone to otherwise. Mm-hmm. And like we did a lot of like internet research before, and some of the stuff in this little book didn't come up. So those cheesy travel guides that you can check out from the library, they're actually good. I recommend them.
Yeah, like there was this Zazibars, I think it was called, this like really, really cool grocery store where they had like everything. Like they had like like 300 different kinds of salt and pepper and just like, you know, rows and rows of shelves.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It
to
was
paw
very
around.
Cool. Yeah, my gripe with the book was that it was definitely not edited whatsoever. They spelled Marsha P. Johnson's name as Martha P. Johnson twice. Mm-hmm. In a segment about her, so I was hello?
About
like,
a state park named after
her. Yeah, so anyway, but it like I like that it's written by like a real person, at least it's not like just random like AI stuff.
Yeah, this
like,
is true.
Someone actually did walk
there's
around
some
and write down things.
Which you can appreciate.
Yeah, but anyway, good times. I feel like we'll probably talk about it even more, but we have some more music for you to break up our travel guide here.
That's true. So Youth Lagoon has a new record out last Friday.
Which I swear, I don't know if I'm Berenstain Bearsing here, but I swear he said that he wasn't going to make any new music under the moniker Youth Lagoon anymore, but I could be literally making that up because... Here we are with some new music, so...
Yeah, I'm going to be excited. Honest with you. I thought Youth Lagoon was a lady until...
No, it's like a record. Young guy.
Yeah, like. He just has like a lady voice, one might argue. Mm. But anyway, the record's called Rarely Do I Dream. This song, Gumshoe, Dracula from Arkansas, is about his childhood growing up in Arkansas in the 90s. It's pretty cool. Mm. So here we go.
Life is really like.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Sam Roberts' band with their new track, All of Us. Before that, we heard CDE by Swimming. And then at the top, we heard Youth Lagoon, Gumshoe, aka Dracula, from Arkansas. Now, what do you think CDE stands for? I had Googled this, and I couldn't figure it out. Is it
cool... dragon energy.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. Could be California Department of Education. Could be cable discharge event. Could be carbon dioxide equivalent.
Okay.
Certified diabetes educator, perhaps.
I like all those ones.
Yeah, they're all good options. But yeah, Swimming, let us know. What does that stand for? But yeah, folks, we just saw... Hush, puppy. He's huffing. I don't know if you can hear him sighing loudly. But we just got back from a Father John concert at Massey Hall.
Yes. Massey Hall, I have mixed feelings about. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Massey Hall, if you're listening. But the chairs are really small and they're really close together. And if you're literally taller than 5'2", there's nowhere to put your feet. And you're really far away from the stage. And yeah, also, I love a standing concert.
We had an obstructed view of, like, the speaker.
Yeah, we didn't want to pay $5 billion to see Father John, so we were, like, in the back side where we could just see, like, him just on the little front of the stage. But, you know.
Yeah, and I gotta say, folks, every show I've seen at Massey Hall, maybe this isn't all of them, is, like, the whitest show
ever. Oh, my gosh,
ever.
Yeah.
Like, the crowd is crazy. Like Father John and Decemberists were all like pretty pasty people.
I've also seen Tame Impala and Foster the People there, I think, but
not making a better case.
Yeah, but you know, I was saying like maybe there are other shows and we're just not finding out about them. Like
this
maybe Massey Hall doesn't only do like dad rock. Maybe they do other things and we're just not on the Massey Hall email list, so who knows. But yeah, it was great. Father John always performed so well. The music like sounded really good, and he did lots of little dance moves. He did not play enough Chloe, which is my favorite album, which I was mad about because no one in the whole world likes Chloe except me, but I will die on this hill.
I like that record.
He played lots of the new record, which I was like, eh, but they sounded great. Like, it honestly made me like the new record more after seeing them all played live, because, you know, it's fun to, like, watch him perform them, obviously. Lots of Honey Bear. Yeah.
Honey Bear turned 10 years old a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I bought Fuzzy Peaches, and so that was great, except they were, like, $10 for, like, a little Halloween bag of Fuzzy Peaches, so that was sad. But, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. And Destroyer opened.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
Yeah. I don't know much about Destroyer. I, like, searched him beforehand. Dean says we play him on the show all the time.
Yep.
I guess I need to be... pay better attention. But I feel that that man's career like has been much helped by the fact that he has his fun big hair.
Yeah.
Because I literally genuinely believe that he would not be as famous without the hair. I am saying he's a talented guy, like don't get me wrong. He is a great musician, the songs are good. But I just feel like Yeah, people see like a Nutty Professor style, like just like hair going everywhere, and they're like, this guy's an artist, yeah, you know? So definitely, then he gets like hype for that.
And the hair lives up to the hype in real life, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's big. But you know what? You know who else got all this hype from his hair? Neil Gaiman. So, alas. Watch out. I'm just kidding. Watch out. I'm sure Troyer's a lovely person. But anyway, we're going to play some of his music.
Yeah, we've got Painter in Your Pocket by Destroyer, and then Q4 to give you your Chloe fix. That's right. After that.
Justice.
And I'm reminded of the time that I was blinded by the sun. It was a welcome change from the sight of you hanging like a willow off the arm of yet another visionary prophetess East Van Punk.
is how you pay the rent. In your work of some semi-man, while sits inside the weekend book editor's desk. And while they have not mentioned it, she must watch roses get thrown at less. For days, Q4. Deeply funny was the ring refrain. It was just the thing for days, Q4. It'll be on stands before the holiday. Was not much long for this world. She danced as if a dancer danced as if, as if she had a body to sustain, as if an audience to entertain. This ironic distance kept her sane, while her vessel sailed away. Was all very literary, and the truth was, it was just the thing for them. Q4. What's deeply funny mean?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Wolfpack, Big Dipper, new single from those guys, a brand spanker,
That's right, if you will.
Before that, we heard Q4 by Father John Misty, and right at the top, we heard Destroyer with Painter in Your Pocket.
All good songs.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
We watched some films.
We did. We've been gone for like a hot minute, so we have a lot of movies to catch you up on that we watched. So we're going to be really brief. Don't you worry. Okay. We watched Almost Famous. Amazing movie.
Really fun.
So good.
They keep doing this like classic gag where like a character says something and then it smash cuts to like the opposite of what they said would happen happening.
Yeah.
They do that big gag like four times.
But it's funny.
And it works every time.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for this movie.
Yeah. I love that movie. I feel like it's not too long. It's got a great plot.
Kate Hudson is the lady.
The characters are lovely.
Kate Hudson is
I just found this out. I feel like maybe we were talking about this the other week, but she's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yes. Crazy. Yes, she is.
Crazy.
And I would say that's her best performance, having not seen a lot of her stuff.
Well, everyone would say it's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. iconic performance. It is literally an iconic performance. But anyway, Almost Famous is a great movie. Okay, we watched The Brutalist. We watched it instead of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's also a really good movie. It didn't feel like as... It literally like felt shorter than Wicked. Like it didn't feel crazy long.
Yeah, and I really appreciated the intermission. I thought that was very cool.
Yes. I mean, I went to the bathroom. Like, great intermission. We love to see it.
More movies should do intermissions.
Yeah, there was one time at Kingston Canadian Film Festival that it was like a really, really long movie that I can't say I was like a huge fan of, and it did an intermission and no one got up because I don't think anyone could tell if it was like a real intermission or if it was just going to be like a few seconds.
Yeah.
And it had like really, really loud, jarring music and flashing lights the whole time of the intermission.
Fun.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite. I think you watched that movie with me. But anyway, great movie. I don't think it should win Best Picture. It wasn't my favorite. It didn't beat Anora. But Brutalist.
It was solid.
It was pretty good. Okay, A Real Pain. Not that good,
fine,
in my humble opinion. It was a little boring.
Yeah.
The characters were good, and...
A couple good performances, yeah, propping up, like, not a lot of meat on the bone,
yeah,
for me.
The acting was good, but it was just like, I don't know. It wasn't like, wow, this is what an enjoyable movie. Mm-hmm. It was just like, you know, stuff is happening.
Produced by Emma Stone.
Wow. Okay, we watched Let's Start a Cult. Dean has been really into this comedian
named
Stavros
Halkias,
something like that. And he was like a podcaster, and now he is a comedian. He made this movie. He's a very funny comedian, so we were expecting like top notch funny movie, and I would say it was a little mid.
Yeah, it's not very good. The jokes per minute is kind of abysmal. Like there'll be like stretches of like 5 minutes where like there is not a joke.
Yeah.
Told.
Yeah.
So
it kind of felt like college project movie.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But
you know, it had a heart, I suppose. Unlike Saturday Night, which we also saw.
Which was not that great.
Yeah. I don't care
again,
about SNL.
I just found
SNL.
It like a little boring.
Yeah. Like I don't care about SNL like even slightly. I certainly don't care about like SNL 50 years ago. And you know, the 90 minutes before they go to air.
But I'm sure if you do, then you would like this movie. It was like very fast paced, I'll give it that.
Yeah,
it didn't feel long at all. Like it was literally just like bam 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 bam. It was like happening in real time movie.
Yeah.
And
Cooper Hoffman, you love to see him.
Yeah, the acting was
quite
good.
He points just like his dad would point, and I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. I thought the performances were good. I just feel like I wasn't wowed by the movie overall.
And, Rachel Sennett also did a really good job. You hated her.
No, I didn't. I just said that the women that play, like, Gilda Radner and the other, like, comedians that were on SNL, like there's like three women I think, and they were really good. I thought they did like an amazing job, and then everyone's like hyping up Rachel Sennett, and I thought she did well, but I honestly felt that the other women were better actresses. Just, sorry. Right. Just in this role, at least. Putting it out there.
All right.
So I guess all that to say, just rewatch Almost Famous. Because yeah. all the new movies that we saw lately, we're pretty good, but, you know.
They're not
amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, folks, up next, we've got Placebo. Okay, so here's a little fun fact. Brian Molko of Placebo has been charged with defamation for calling the Italian Prime Minister fascist and racist, which are both true statements.
Yeah, I can't believe that you can get charged with defamation for calling a politician racist. I feel like that's like what you have to say, like when they're being racist. I just like
he's being charged with defamation. This is from Pitchfork. For, quote, contempt of the institutions.
That is so insane to me. You can get in trouble for not liking institutions?
For defaming the Italian government, parliament, courts, or army. Carries a fine of $5,000 American.
What? Like, do they have academics? Like, what are they doing? How is that a law? That literally feels like they must have just, like, kept a law on the books from the 30s or something. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Anyway, so, sorry to this singer, Boo.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. I would love to be charged with defamation.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if a musician at this point has $5,000.
That's
but
true.
We'll have to see.
We got to crowdfund that.
Yeah, so stream them on Spotify so they can get $9 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Try a ninth of a cent.
No, I just mean like total. Okay. Everyone in the world listening to them, give them $9. But
Anyway, folks, here's Placebo. In solidarity. It's every you, every me.